Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we go to air Monday morning, the Illinois Department of Public Health has confirmed more than 233,000 cases of COVID-19 in Illinois. And that includes at least 8,019 people who've died from the disease. And things are not moving in the right direction. As of Friday, 30 Illinois counties are at warning level, which means at least a couple of the stats monitored by the state are moving in the wrong direction. That's one-third of all counties in Illinois. The situation was summed up by this Wall Street Journal headline last week. COVID-19 surge in Illinois is inflamed by rural counties, and in part, college towns. Later this hour, we'll be taking a deep dive into the mass testing program at the University of Illinois. We'll look at the science behind the test and ask whether it could be a national model. But first, we're going to survey the landscape on our Monday Reporters Roundtable with reporters from three college towns across Illinois. Joining us is Dana Vollmer. She's a reporter at WGLT, a public radio station and one of our 21st member stations in Bloomington Normal. It's affiliated with Illinois State University. Dana, welcome back to the 21st.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by Callie Cox, who's editor-in-chief of the Daily Egyptian, which is Southern Illinois University's student paper in Carbondale. Welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being on.
Hi, it's good to be here.
And also Corin Brock, who's news editor of the Daily Eastern News, which is the newspaper, student paper of the Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Corin, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Dana, I want to begin with you, and I want to start with what the various schools we're going to be talking about are requiring of students and staff this semester with regard to COVID-19 testing, because it's different at all the schools in Illinois. What is the plan? What are the requirements at Illinois State University?
The requirements, I would say, are pretty slim. We're not doing any kind of surveillance testing here at ISU. There is on-campus testing available to students. That's only students, so faculty and staff are not included in that. And what we've been seeing is a pretty significant number of students going and getting tested, but at the same time, they are not required to. Most students are taking classes online, so we're not having necessarily the same influx into buildings as some other universities are, but it is all voluntary to this point.
And Kelly, what about Southern Illinois University in Carbondale? Is it requiring students and staff to be tested?
No, we're not requiring any testing either. If a student is symptomatic and they call the SIU Health Center, they are either just told to isolate or they are referred out to the SIH, the health center in town, to go get tested. But we don't have any testing plan in place currently.
And Corin, same question. What is the plan? What are the requirements at Eastern Illinois University?
We were offered a free test at the beginning of the year that was a voluntary test, and we have options for students that do test positive to live elsewhere on campus in their own area where they can have their own bathroom, but no testing is available on campus. You can go down the street a little bit, 10 minutes, and get a test at the local hospital, though.
And are most people doing classes virtually, or are they going in person to classes? What do the classrooms look like? Is it physically different to be at Eastern Illinois University this semester?
Eastern has prioritized the lower level courses for students that are new to Eastern to be able to get the college experience. A lot of them are meeting in larger areas like our union and in gymnasiums, things like that, so that they can spread out. But all of the courses that I'm taking are online, and most people that I know are taking a majority of online classes.
And Kelly, same question about SIU and Carbondale. Has it shifted virtual, or is it still trying to do some level of in-person classes?
So we are offering three different ways to attend classes: online, hybrid, and in-person. About 41% of our classes online and 31% are face-to-face, and the rest are both. Most people I've met have a mixture of both in-person and online classes.
Interesting. And Dana, you already said that ISU has gone significantly virtual. I don't know is it fair to say mostly virtual for their classes?
Yeah, I think the prediction going into the semester was about 80% of classes were going to be completely online. So the only students that were going to on-campus classes, I should say, were people that had, lab components that couldn't be done virtually.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about the numbers then. So, Dana, how many confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been found at Illinois State University so far?
We've had nearly 1,000 students test positive in the first 2 weeks of school. So the university added 39 new cases this morning. The total is now 972, which is a testing positivity rate of 24%. Quite a bit steeper than what we're seeing at other universities in Illinois.
Wow, 24%. So, you know, my understanding of the science here, and neither of us are scientists. Stay tuned on the 21st later for actual scientists. But my understanding of the science here is that one of the things that a high test positivity rate indicates is that there is not nearly enough testing going on. So what is the testing situation at ISU? Are people talking about that?
Yeah, so I mean, that's definitely worth noting. As I mentioned earlier, we're not doing surveillance testing, so this is only when students are electing to go. I think the suspicion is that that's usually just if they're symptomatic or thought that they may have been exposed. So we've done a total since students have been back a little over 4,400 tests on campus, and we think there are about 20,000 students. For the student body. We are not sure necessarily how many of those are back in town this year, but definitely not every student on campus has been tested beyond when they originally came back.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking a little later in the program about the University of Illinois system, which is trying to test everyone at least twice a week. And I think they're looking at, 10,000 tests a day. And what you're saying is 4,400 tests total have been done this semester of students there. So,
correct.
Yeah. Callie, what about SIU? Do you have COVID numbers, positive test results that have come back at Southern?
So currently there are 6 reported cases at SIU, 3 on campus, 2 off campus students, and 1 staff member. But these numbers do not accurately reflect the number of cases we have. It does not include our commuters. A lot of faculty and staff and students commute from other counties. It also does not include anyone who chooses not to specifically disclose their affiliation with SIU. So it's optional for anyone to appear in this count, and it is a weekly count with no quarantine students added or anyone waiting on test results. And because we have no testing plan in place on campus, we really have no idea what our numbers are. Our county has 87 cases, but our 2 neighboring counties, Union and Williamson, where a lot of people commute from, they're both at warning status right now. So we kind of have no idea what's on campus.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with reporters from around Illinois about the situation on college campuses and in college towns. We've been speaking with Dana Vollmer, a reporter at WGLT, a public radio station in Bloomington Normal, Corin Brock, who's the news editor at the Daily Eastern News in Charleston, at Eastern Illinois University, and Kelly Cox, who's editor-in-chief of the Daily Egyptian at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. And Kelly, I want to ask you, because you just said the numbers sound really low, but that's probably not an accurate picture. And I think we should note that initially the university was not even going to be making public the number of COVID cases on campus, right? Can you talk about that initial policy decision?
Yeah, so initially our university was claiming that it would be a privacy violation of students to disclose even general numbers. And they even told the RAs who work in housing that they were not even allowed to tell the suite mate of a person who either tested positive, was waiting on a result, or was in quarantine, which was going to be really dangerous. And they're actually still doing that because suite mates share a small bathroom in the dorms. They later reversed that decision after some backlash happened on social media. So now they're providing a weekly generic update with some general numbers, but they're still not disclosing any locations of outbreaks.
And you had a story where you talked to some RAs. These are, what is that, resident advisor or resident assistant or something? These are older students who are employed to kind of keep an eye on things in the dorms, who say that they kind of accidentally came across some COVID quarantine residents and the university was not going to tell them about this risk in the place where they lived and worked?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's resident assistants, and they're actually not older students. Anyone can end up being an RA. It doesn't matter sort of what year you're in. So they're our age as well. And they were walking their rounds in a building, Wall and Grand, an apartment complex, and they accidentally stumbled upon a COVID-19 isolation floor that they were not aware of when they ran into someone who was delivering meals to this floor. They immediately took it to their supervisor, and an emergency meeting was called that night where they were told that if they told anyone about these cases or about the isolation floor, that they could lose their jobs. And that was kind of particularly dangerous because that was just before move-in, where parents and students would be moving into that building.
But as you said, the university has backtracked some on this, right? And it is at least somewhat making some of this information public now?
Somewhat. So our count, our weekly count that appears online, will include some general numbers. So if someone tests positive and they say that they are specifically affiliated with SIU and they are living in Jackson County, they're not a commuter, they will appear in the count now. But housing employees are still not supposed to talk about the cases.
Wow. So Corin Brock, what about at Eastern Illinois University? Do you have numbers of what the cases are in Charleston there?
We have a really general COVID-19 dashboard that is supposed to be updated weekly. However, it doesn't get updated as often as it should. The last update was on the 22nd, and I'm not sure when the next one's going to be coming. But
I couldn't even get it to load on my computer this morning, and I don't know if that's just my browser. It could be me, but yeah, I was trying to look for that myself. So you're
saying
there's
also technical difficulties with viewing it, which is also an issue. But it shows how many isolation and quarantine spaces are available on campus for students, and then also the number of tests that have been done on students and employees in the county. Originally, Eastern wasn't going to be sharing that information until the Illinois Professionals Union, or the University of Professionals of Illinois Union, decided that they wanted that, and they came to an agreement with the university to get those things online. So far, it doesn't show much, but we also don't have the test back that they started from whenever students had already been back on campus. So I'm imagining that there's going to be a spike considering how many people I've heard about testing positive.
Wow. So I just have to ask, I mean, you and Callie are still students as well as being journalists. What has it been like for you to, going back to last spring and to where we are now to try and continue your college education in the midst of this pandemic?
It's actually really crazy for me. I am also a member of Greek Life, so I see a lot of people partying, which our Greek Life system is handling fairly well, and I'm impressed with how they've been handling it with social suspensions and making sure that they do their part to shut that down. But I hear of a new person every day that is testing positive that I know, which is really scary. As a student who's just trying to get an education here, I don't feel like we've got that protection going like we should. And after being on campus last semester, whenever everybody went home so that I could stay and work for the paper, it was a lot different of an atmosphere. And I feel like they were handling it a lot better then, whenever there were fewer students on campus to be concerned about, rather than how they're handling it now.
So it sounds like what I'm hearing from you is that maybe a lot of your, or some number of students at least, are just not taking this as seriously as the university and community members and others would like.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say that the community members are that concerned. We're actually on imminent outbreak status. So we have a lot of cases. Our daily new cases are about 42, which for our county is a lot. And that's just people that are being tested. So there's a lot of concern with those going up, and I feel like it's going to end up getting blamed on students a lot of the time.
Yeah. And Callie, same question to you. I just wonder, what is it like being a student as well as a student journalist at this time?
It's really busy. I don't really have time to think about it, so maybe check in after the pandemic's over, but it feels like everything's just emergency mode all the time.
And do you see do you see other students taking it as seriously as you think they should?
I think for the most part, students on our campus are being really careful and taking it seriously. I don't see a lot of people out and about. That being said, there are a few people who have been partying and have not listened, but for the most part, people are wearing their masks and they're taking it pretty seriously.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you all so much for being with us. Kelly Cox is editor-in-chief of the Daily Egyptian at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. Corin Brock is news editor at the Daily Eastern News in Charleston, under Eastern Illinois University. And Dana Vollmer is a reporter at WGLT, the public radio station in Bloomington Normal. Dana, Corin, Kelly, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Coming up after the break, we're going to take a deep dive into the mass testing program at the University of Illinois. We're going to look at the science behind the test, and we're going to assess how scalable it is. Is this something that could scale around the country even and sort of increase the testing capacity that has been so sorely lacking in the pandemic thus far? That's coming up after a short break here on the 21st. If you have questions about the U of I's testing program, the phone lines are open. Our number is 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455 if you want to go but into the science behind the testing at the University of Illinois, 800-222-9455. Stay with us. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st.